It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. A unique and inclusive park is coming to La Crosse. Construction is underway to turn Train Park into an all-abilities park where individuals of all ages who have cognitive, sensory, or other physical challenges can safely play. When finished, it'll be the first of its kind in the state. We talk with the president of the project about the need for such a space in La Crosse, as well as what an all-abilities park looks like. Fran Formanek is president of the All Abilities Train Park Project. Fran, good morning. Thanks for joining us on the morning show.
Good morning, John. Thank you for inviting us to be on.
Well, first of all, can you describe what an All Abilities Park is?
Well, one of the things that it's not is putting a bunch of playground equipment in one little area and then letting people that have some type of disability utilize it. In this case, our park is very unique in that it's made up very much like a Disney World kind of theme way that there'll be about seven different zones in it. Each one of them have a different specialty kind of thing for the children to play on. For example, there'll be sliding zone, a swinging zone. We're going to have a zip line zone. We'll have youth and theater along with that. So it's a very unique situation that we've decided to go with. There's very few of them in the world, much less in the United States. Especially in our region, there is none that is going to compare to this beautiful park.
Now, I can understand including playground equipment that's accessible to an individual in a wheelchair, for example, but this concept also takes into account individuals with cognitive or sensory challenges. So what are the big differences between an ADA-compliant park and an all-abilities park?
Well, one of the biggest parts with the, especially the autistic children, is that they have a tendency sometimes to have a fight or flight kind of situation. This project was actually born about 7 years ago by a number of parents that had autistic children or have autistic children, and they didn't have anywhere to go because every so often the children would take off and they couldn't control them. And so they ended up taking them down to a dog park because it was fenced in. And so when you look at the park that we're putting together, every piece of equipment is made so that, like you said, anybody with autism or in that spectrum or anybody that is disability of any kind can utilize that equipment. And so this park is so much different than just an ADA park. Our park director, Steve Caroline, when he first got involved in it, he said, well, all of my parks are ADA compliant. Well, that's true. But the parks that we're putting together here, this park, is so much different because it gives the ability for people with disabilities, autism, and those that are wheelchair-bound to be able to utilize this equipment more so than the equipment that is in the ADA park. An ADA park basically amounts to that, you know, a person can go into the park, but in reality, a lot of the equipment that's in there cannot be used by that individual. And that's the difference between our park and the ADA park. Our equipment is specially made, some of it costing as much as $25,000 to be able to be used for people with disabilities of any kind.
So how do you ensure safety in a park like this?
Well, one of the things that obviously we're going to be utilizing the university and the technical school and the two hospitals as far as utilizing their employees that deal with people that have these disabilities. And they're actually going to be a teaching process involved in the park itself so that, you know, we have trained individuals that will be working with the children, but also, of course, their parents.
Once completed, this will be, as you mentioned, the only all-abilities park in Wisconsin and one of only a handful in the United States. Does that speak to the challenges in getting a park like this off the ground?
Absolutely. You know, and again, we thought right off the bat that we would make this park something unusual as far as the region, in fact, the Midwest. About one of the only parks that we looked at is in California, called Magic Bridge. And we didn't design our park like that, but in a way we utilized some of the ideas. Our subcommittee on equipment has been working diligently for months on end, you know, tweaking this and changing that to a point where now we're at a point that we're going to be bidding it out as far as the park itself. Now, as you said before, we have had a groundbreaking, and that'll be the start of the buildings that are going to be utilized for the park itself. The park itself is sitting on about 2.7 acres of a part of the train park itself is about almost 7 acres itself. But on the part that we're going to be utilizing, it's about 2.7 acres for this fantastic park that we're putting together.
So what's the timeline? How soon could there be children playing in the new and improved train park?
Well, it sounds to me like we're looking more at the start of fall of 2019. We're going to be putting the bids out within the next month for the park itself. We just received a $1 million TIF funding from the City of La Crosse on Thursday, which has probably taken us up to almost $4 million on our goal of $6 million. So the bids are going out, and, you know, the building part will be taking place within the next couple of weeks as far as the start is concerned. But as far as the playground itself, we're looking at more at the fall of 2019.
I know this might be getting ahead of things a little bit, but do you hope to include more All Abilities Parks in the La Crosse area?
Well, this park is so unique that was a question that one of the ladies that works at a place called Aptiv said, well, how come you can't do this at every park? Well, this is such a unique situation that it's going to be a centralized area throughout the City of La Crosse. And so right now, you know, we're focusing on just this one.
So have you heard about interest from other parts of the state about doing something else like this?
Absolutely. I'm hearing some things that they're talking about. I see in Wausau, they're starting a project, something similar, not in the depth that we have. And there's a number of them that are started in Minnesota also, but they're not in the concept that we've got as far as our zones that we're putting together. They're more of a traditional kind of playground with all the equipment smashed in together in one little area kind of thing. So it's a little bit different.
So with the construction of this park, what kind of message are you hoping to send to the rest of the state and the rest of the country, for that matter, about the kind of place that La Crosse is?
Well, I think the biggest thing that we started out with, and we utilize that in our mission statement, is that, you know, this park is built for everybody, and it's designed to bring children, family, and loved ones of all ages and ability levels to enjoy the many benefits in outdoor play and recreation. And for the City of La Crosse, we feel like we're the leader, especially on the western part of the state of Wisconsin, but I think that this park is going to show not only Wisconsin, the Midwest, and the country, and that's how much we feel that this park is going to make a difference in the lives of many, many children, and that it just stands out so much. We feel it's going to be a big plus for employment, that if there's individuals that have children with autism or some kind of disability, that may be looking at the park and say, hey, we want to live in this kind of area. So it's a big plus. It really is.
Fran Formanek, president of the All Abilities Train Park Project, thanks for joining us today and telling us about this thing.
Well, thank you. And also, you can find, we have a website, and just go to trainpark.com. And we also have a Facebook page there that really shows you everything about our project from the start to where we're at right now.
Got it. Thank you so much, Fran. I'm John Munson. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.